I'm now going to take a great risk and include in this great Yarmouth feature a man from Galston. Before you all start telling me I'm making a terrible blunder, please note that Andy Aliff may have been a Galston man, but he did act in amateur dramatics in Yarmouth. Anyway, here is David Clayton, who talked to the man from Galston, who carved out a career with stars at the BBC, from the unlikely start as a broadcasting house cleaner.
Had it not been for the postal strike in the early 70s, Andy Aliff from Duke Road in Galston might have missed his first proper foothold in show business. Thanks to a phone call to see if his application had made it through to Butlin's HQ, the entertainment manager there seized on a chance to sort out his urgent recruitment problems and ended up doing an interview with Andy on the phone. He asked me if I could sing and dance, Andy recalls. It turns out he could. Just a bit, having been part of gang shows at Galston's Pavilion Theatre, staged by his scoutmaster father, and then acting in Am-Dram-Pantos in Great Yarmouth. Andy got the job as part of the entertainment's team at Butlin's Minehead Camp. I did 3 seasons there, comparing the various competitions and running the shows. You had to step up very quickly. I oversaw the late-night cabaret shows, introducing people like Diana Dawes, Bob Monkhouse and Roy Castle. Back at home in Galston, he knew someone who was a Thompson's rep and was offered a holiday season in Italy as a DJ in a hotel nightclub. That was just at the start of the 70s. Not certain what would be his next step following that, he went off to drama college. Show business can be a bit dodgy. I needed a qualification, Andy tells me. I went to teach at a girls' school in North London. He stuck at teaching for a couple of years, but wasn't enjoying it. It was then he decided being a radio producer at the BBC would be just the job for him. I reasoned the way teachers put lessons together must be the same as producing a programme. The BBC were less sure. Well, what jobs have you got going? Andy asked, hopefully. He ended up being a cleaner at Broadcasting House in London. He'd always been interested in comedy, so with a foot in the door, he made it his business to find out who was doing what. He discovered the light entertainment department and, in between dusting and mopping, started offering comedy sketches to them. They began to take Andy seriously, and he came up with the idea of making a documentary about the history of the gang show. Then another programme charting the story of a seaside entertainment. I came back to Yarmouth to interview people like Bernie Clifton, Lenny Henry and Danny LaRue. By 1980, after progressing from cleaning parts of the BBC to being what's called a library messenger, Andy was taken on as a fully-fledged BBC light entertainment radio producer. He inherited responsibility for producing popular shows like Beat the Record with Keith Fordyce, The Law Game and a touring quiz show called Three in a Row. I'd lots of my own original ideas too, Andy explains. I generally came up with a catchy title and built the show around it. Are You Sitting Comfortably was a panel game show all about old children's TV shows with Leslie Crowther. Tickling the Ivories was hosted by Neil Innes and featured comedy at the keyboard. Andy also produced Jeremy Beadle's Nightcap, a memorable live late-night Radio 2 programme. Not every one of Andy Aliff's many radio ideas made it to air. I always joke, I've had more pilots than British Airways. He did get to work with many broadcasting and showbiz greats. I produced Ken Dodd's last Radio 2 special, but I found him hard to work with, confesses Andy. He had a few verbal battles with Naughty Ash's Finest. But as soon as his signature tune played, I was on the floor in hysterics, Andy remembers. At the after-show gathering in the pub, Doddy turned up and Andy recalls the image of him framed in the doorway as he entered. He was completely drained. He'd given his all. He patted me on the shoulder and in doing so put a sticker on my back. It said, "You've survived a Ken Dodd show." Andy Aliff notched up a couple of decades right at the heart of BBC Light Entertainment. Rightly or wrongly, he was the last person to land a coveted producer's job in such unusual circumstances and without a university qualification. After leaving the BBC, he went on to produce and manage the live interactive actors working in places like Madame Tussauds and at the Science Museum in London. He's been involved in theatre management too. Not all bad for the former head boy of the Claydon School in Galston. His mum is now in a care home at the grand age of 91, so his connection with Galston is still strong. I wondered what his parents thought of him holding down a top job in the BBC, creating memorable entertainment shows. They used to come to the BBC studios and watch the recordings. My dad would always listen out for my name in the credits at the end of the programmes. I've led a privileged life, muses Andy. He qualifies that a bit. I feel like I haven't done a stroke of work in my life. I've done a job I was born to do.
Thank you, David.